Welcome to the We Have a Meeting podcast, where we sit down with the world's smartest thinkers to give you the actionable tools, insights, and strategies that could make your life more impactful and productive. This week, we have a meeting with... Welcome to another episode of Trench Tips with me, Zach Thompson.
And me, Jack Frimpston.
Are we sticking with that?
I don't like it, actually.
Today, Jack, I wanted to jump into a bit about mindset and motivation. Obviously, here in the UK, we're right in the middle of half term, so it means lots of people have taken time off. Connection rates on the phone are probably a lot lower. Perhaps it's feeling like you're banging your head against a brick wall some days. And it just reminded me of when you first started in this job. We weren't working in the same office. We were working 300 miles away from each other. You went to a flexible working space, locked yourself in a booth. You'd never done this type of job before. And I remember there was a moment where you said, I wasn't sure if this was going to work. So what I wanted you to do is maybe talk about that and then talk about how you flipped that and actually ended up getting a great result in that first day.
Yeah, it was it's scary. Like I've always worked on the phones, but like just... So you said to me, you said, look, I think you'd be quite good with the marketing side of things and like bringing marketing agencies. I was like, cool, whatever, that's fine. And we were ready. And you said, here's a website with the top 100 marketing agencies in the UK. Ring them. Right, okay, sound. And I remember just sat there and there's this little phone booth in this co-working space. And I sat there and I was just like, oh, it's hot in here. I'm nervous, blah, blah, blah. And I had my phone. And I was just like, what am I doing? What am I going to say? What am I going to... And I call someone up and they're like, hello. And I'm like, yeah, hate you, mate. This is a sales call. Do you hate me? Am I hating you? What's my... And it was just awful. It was just awful. And but like I've worked in sales like my whole life and I don't know why, but it's that real panic of you'd kind of told me everything and kind of prepared me for the good, the bad and the ugly. And I was just like, oh, this isn't going to work. And like I think three calls in wasn't getting through to anybody. Just wasn't working. And I was just like, oh, is this... I was like, and it's the first time and the only time that I thought it, I just thought, I don't know if I want to do this job anymore. I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I can sit here every single day, make 200 calls like this. This is bad. I was really, really struggling. And my mindset, it's that thing of like when you're running, you just go, just call it a day. Just go home and do you know what I mean? No one's going to judge you. It's all right. You tried something, it didn't work.
Yeah. Well, you've got something you want to tell me? You're leaving?
I'm leaving. No, but like, so I carried on because I didn't say it out loud. Like I felt it, like, but I didn't verbalize it. I didn't say it to you. I don't think this is going to work. I didn't say it to my mom. I didn't say it to my partner. Because I know that when you say something, it makes it true. So it's like when you really like, I'm going to run a marathon, you say it out loud, you tell everyone, I'm going to do this. Why? Because when you verbalize something, you're like, shit, I can't go back on that now. I've got to do it. So it was the opposite. I didn't want to say, I can't do this. Because if I said that I give in, it was like, right, okay. So I need to ring you at the end of the day and be like, this is the result I've had. So it wasn't based on like success or outcome, but I said, just keep going. Just another phone call. Just another phone call. Just another. And then all of a sudden, bang. Someone answered, had a good conversation, said, should we sit down and discuss this a bit more? They're like, yeah, let's do it. I was like, fuck, I booked a meeting. I said to him, I said, we have a meeting. He said, what? I said, we have a meeting. He said, I don't know what you're saying. I know we've got a meeting. I said, no, we have a... I started screaming at the top of my lungs. And then I started crying and then I rang you and you were like, yeah. But
yeah, exactly. It's a funny thing, isn't it? When it works... Shows how our minds are so catered to negative information. When it's not working, it feels like everything you're being, like where the place you're working, oh, everything's stacked against me. The data's not right. I bet other people aren't having to do this. Why am I having to do this? Why has my life turned out this way? Everything just sort of like sets fire in your head, doesn't it? From that little spark of like, maybe this isn't working, everything sets fire in your head and you end up with this like huge problem. But then we're such fickle things, aren't we, that when you have one good call, and I think you might have booked two or three meetings in your first day. So when that had happened, you were then ringing me on the way home, like, mate, this really works. You've like a real nice post on LinkedIn about how like everything was going to work out well. You would not have known that same guy 5 hours earlier was sat there with his head in his hands thinking, this isn't going to work. What was the bit where you just went like, actually, this is going to work? There was probably a bit where you just thought, I'm just going to do the thing.
Yeah, so it's that thing, and I talk about this a lot, but there's a guy called Jesse Itzler, and he has this story about when he spent some time in a Buddhist monastery, and he was looking like he had all these plates. It was a huge one. There was about 600 plates in front of him, and he was like, I've got to clean all of these plates. And the smart Buddhist monk next to him said, no, you just have to clean one plate, and that's the plate in your hand. And he was like, so I always think about that when I've got something like a big task to do. Like I remember years and years ago, I was working like the night shift in Amazon. I was like, I've just got to do 1 hour, because once I've done 1 hour, then I do another one. So I really break things down to like you've got to like trick your mind into it sometimes. You've got to tease yourself and be like, look, I've just got to make this one phone call. Okay. And then I've got to make another one and another one and another one. And do you know what I mean? So it's just saying, I'm just going to do the thing I've got to do to get to the place I want to be. I know that I need to book a meeting. How am I going to do that? By having conversations with people. How am I going to have a conversation with people? I need to pick up the bloody phone.
I don't know if I'm getting the number right here, but it's meant to take something around 63 or 67 times or something to make something into a habit.
Mm.
And the thing is about habits and routines, they'll be there much longer than motivation will.
Yeah.
So we've been cold calling a lot more than 67 times, and we've done it at a certain part of the day or certain parts of the day. So that almost you just do that. You just do those steps.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's a bit like going to the gym. You go into the gym, the results aren't going to be there when you get to the gym and go home, but you're getting up and doing it every day. And then eventually after the first month, the results start to show up. Mm. And then you do it for another month, the results start to show up a bit more. But I find that if you just know this is what I'm doing, the bit in your brain that's like looking for motivation doesn't matter as much, because you just, well, this is just what we do at this time of the day. This happens. And I've been doing it so long that it doesn't matter if I'm motivated or not. I just put one foot in front of the other and things happen.
Exactly. It's a great point, because I remember me and you when you obviously you launched the business, and then you said, well, I think you should come on board. So we spent so many, like, you'd go on a dog walk, I'd be walking home from work, and we'd chat for hours, and we'd motivate each other, like, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. And I'd be watching, like, motivational Instagram reels or TikToks or reading motivational books. And then at some point, I think we just said, right, okay, we've spoke enough about motivation now. It's like, we know what we're going to do. We just need to take action. And it was always a case of break it down, right, okay, I've got to make the phone calls to get a client on. Then I've got to do the phone calls for the client, make them happy. And we've seen it work, because one of my first clients I was working for one day a week, we made it work for them on their first like day. We booked them two meetings that like nearly secured them 50 to 100 grand. Do you know what I mean? Big companies. Mm. And then they said, right, we want to go to 3 days a week. And it was like, I'm doing the same thing. Nothing's changed. I'm just doing the same thing consistently. I'm making the phone calls. And they said, right, okay, actually we want you to teach our staff how to do that now. Amazing. Let's do that. And now we're working on a full campaign up in the Manchester office where we've got three people on it doing the same thing. Nothing changes. Every single day we're getting up and you think, do I want a cold call? Not really, but it's just something I've got to do. It's part of the job. You're just doing the heavy lifting. You're putting the miles in, but nothing's changed. You're just doing the right things. And it's one of those. And it really is like getting that six pack of like, you just do the right things consistently. And then all of a sudden, 3 months down the line, you're looking at before and after pictures and you're like, bloody hell, that looks like a bloke that's made 7,000 dials. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Simplicity multiplied, isn't it? You found a formula that works, and you can probably pinpoint that formula, any bit of it. You know, if I dropped you into a call, you'd know like, oh yeah, I'm in sort of a discovery phase there, or that's a guy that I'm trying to talk out of. But the calls are never a surprise because you've put the reps in. And regardless of how you're feeling, you know, if you had one day where you're feeling down and you're not into the job, one day where you're feeling really positive and motivated, one day you're feeling burnt out, if I dropped you into a call any of those days, you'd probably sound exactly the same. I'd probably have to know you on a personal level to know that something was different, because the reps are just there. You know, it's just that simple formula. But I remember when I first started off, and I don't know if sales leaders still advise this, but And I actually think, looking back, this is quite bad advice. My boss told me to stick up pictures of things that I wanted on this. I was in like a cubicle on the back wall, and it was like material. So it's like the car that you want, the type of house you want to live in. But what you find on a bad day, you can quickly talk yourself out of those things. I could quickly say, well, I live in London. Why do I need that flash car for? You know, it's going to be a pain in the arse. So you start thinking, actually, I don't really need that car. And I'm not really going to want to live in that house at the minute because, you know, I live with my mate. I was living with you at the time. I live with my mate. So you can quickly talk yourself out of those things. I think the motivation has to be a bit more intrinsic, has to be a bit more of a, it's just there in spite of what sort of day I'm having. The motivation is just there. Like I've got four
children. It's just what I do.
And I've got four children every day. And they need to be looked after and fed. We hired a guy this week. Hired a guy this month who he wants to be the first person in his family to buy a car. You know, his motivation is tied to something bigger than him. And that's the thing that I've noticed about having the business as well. The motivation is much bigger than us. And as we take more people on, the motivation is tied into their success as well. So I'd say, like, sort of get out your own way a bit. Salespeople out there that are maybe listening to this, if the motivation is just like, oh, money motivate because I want to go out and get hammered a few times a week, you've probably only got a certain amount of hangovers before that's not a motivation anymore. So it's how long is that motivation going to last? And if it's not very long, then find something else that's going to be able to, that you're going to be able to fall back on perhaps the worst days. Do you get what I'm saying?
Absolutely, because what happens when you hit the Rolex, you get the Rolex and you buy another one, then all of a sudden you've got 10. It's got to just be a case of, it's just what I do. It's just, I just get up and I do this. These are the things, like my motivation just, motivation is like a, I feel like you need motivation to start, but you don't need motivation to carry you through. Motivation is a thing that makes you just say, okay, I want to go and work in sales because I can do well. And then just the thing that will carry you through is just like, it's just action. It's just action upon action. You don't actually need to feel motivated to go to the gym, to pick up the phone. It's just like, I get in these situations, I do this, and then this is an outcome of the action that I do.
Yeah, and that's another good point as well. When you get into the calling, so I had a client last week, I was calling America for them. I did 200 calls and nothing happened. Hardly anyone answered. The people that did were annoyed at me. No meetings were booked, but just carried on going. But if I was attached to every single person that answered, oh my God, I've got to get their meeting out of this person. Have to get it. My motivation or my interest in the job is going to go like that. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Oh my God, it's the worst thing ever. Oh my God, I'm so excited. And I'll quickly start attaching resentment to the job and perhaps not want to be getting out of bed and doing it in the morning. It doesn't really matter whether you get the meeting or not. If you do the bit right in the middle, you find the person you're talking to books the meeting for themselves anyway. So I only have to get good at that bit. And if I talk about this quite a lot on LinkedIn, but if you were to draw a circle around the side of the circle, you put all the different parts of the sales process, you can only put into that circle the bits that you're in control of. So dialing, yeah, you can absolutely control dialing. I can control the amount of times that I dial a number. But people answering the phone, can't control that. People saying yes or no, can't control that. People ghosting you after you spoke to them, can't control that. You can change the odds. You can say the words. You can say them properly. You can do the right qualification, the right pushback, the right objection handling. But you can't control so much of it. So having attachment and frustration around things that you can't control are gradually going to send you insane. And I would strongly advise salespeople to do that exercise, because what you quickly find is, wow, I'm not really in control of much of this. So what's bothering me so much?
Yeah, what am I so bothered about? And I think that if you were to go back to 21, 22 in one of your first sales jobs and you had that American day, you might blame the leads, you might blame, do you know what I mean? It's very easy, but I think that this is the mentality shift of, obviously now we work for ourselves. There's no one to blame. It's just life and we just have to get on with it. And I think that if I had that attitude when I was working in a job that, okay, well, I could blame a million things, but actually just do it. Like there's no point in blaming things, because what are you going to gain from it? So Let me ask you a question, Dak. If you, we have a lot of people that we speak to on LinkedIn who are maybe like early 20s, first sales jobs. What would be the one piece of key advice? Did I say that right? One piece of key advice.
Yeah, yeah, it sounds good.
One piece of key advice. Sorry, it's half term. One piece of key advice that you would give to somebody to, I don't want to say to stay motivated, but for their mindset.
Yeah, first of all, I would say this is going to sound bad, but disregard motivation. It's not, you can't trust it. It's not going to show up every day. You're not going to feel motivated every day. I can't, every day I go into work, I feel motivated. It's just not going to happen. So don't tie too much to the motivation. But the best antidote for when motivation doesn't show up is routine. So if you do those things every day, so I would say, I'm going to come in the morning and I'm going to do call a power hour of calling from 9:30 till 10:30 or whatever time you want to put it in. You need a few of those throughout the day, those power hours of calling if you've got a cold outreach prospecting job. And no matter what, that's non-negotiable. So always, always have that in place. And what you'll find is it's like when you don't want to go for a run or you don't want to go to the gym, it's just in there. You've just got to do it anyway. So it doesn't matter. And once you've done that 60 odd times, it's just going to happen anyway. Your brain's just going to, it'd be like driving somewhere. Sometimes when you get to the destination, you wonder how you got there because your brain just takes over. Muscle memory, it's just there. It's just going to take over. So have that in there. I would also say if you're in a job that's booking meetings that you're also sitting, so demos, discovery calls, etc., book them for a certain time of the day as well. So maybe book them for, you know, the afternoon. I'm still motivated, but I'm probably a bit worn out from those cold fuck off type conversations. So maybe just book in then, right, all my discovery calls take place between 2:00 and 4:00 in the afternoon. And if you've got a day that's like that, it's not full of surprises, it's not, you know, firefighting, it just works like that, you'll find that everything else takes care of itself. You've looked after the pennies, the pounds are starting to take care of themselves. So it's sort of having that non-negotiable routine day. I know that's probably not what a lot of people want to hear. They like think that it's, you know, it's an exciting job, but mindset, motivation, a lot of these things fail and they're not there all the time. You know, something terrible could happen to you and you've still got mouths to feed and a job to do. So have that day that's full of non-negotiable tasks. And if you're doing like what me and Jack are doing, that's running our own business, that's revenue led, and you're on the sales floor as well, doing the selling, concentrate only on revenue building activities. So take off all the other crap out there. You know, you might notice me and Jack post on LinkedIn a lot, but we post on LinkedIn at times that are outside of those blocks of revenue building activity. So I might post at 7 in the morning when I'm making breakfast for the kids and stuff. There's a key day, key format for everyone. So find yours and stick to it. Would be my advice. It was a long answer, but hopefully you take my
advice. No, I think it's great advice. Really, really good advice. Thank you.
What would you say, mate? Add your input into that.
Mindset. I feel like you could probably, I'll give you, you could do an impression of me and you can say what you think my answer will be. What do you think I'm going to say?
What do I think you're going to say? What's next? Always focus on what's next.
I would just say we're all going to die, so it doesn't bloody matter anyway, does it?
Okay, yeah. That is a good one, though. I think that's really good. I saw one of those videos the other day where the guy goes up to the people in the nice cars and says, "What do you? Hey, I love your car. What do you got? What do you do for a living?" And this guy started a tech company, and he said, "What's your advice?" He said, "It's probably going to be really hard, but you're going to die anyway, so you might as well just do it."
Exactly. And I think when you're making.
Go on.
No, yeah, when you're making those 200-300 calls, you won't remember those. You will romanticize those sales days where you're like, "Oh, do you remember when I used to do that 5 years ago?" Like in this moment, it might be like, "Ugh," but in 5-10 years time, it really isn't going to matter. It's in the grand scheme of it all, it really won't matter. Just do the legwork now and you'll reap the rewards later on down the line because you make the phone calls, you'll sit more meetings than anyone else. By sitting more meetings, you're going to bring in more revenue. You're going to be one of the most motivated and the top revenue drivers well, then you can do anything. You can say, well, these are my terms. I want this amount of money, or I can go and do this, or I've now got these kind of lessons that I've learned and I can set up my own business. You would just learn so much, just non-negotiable. We're all going to die. Love it.
Yeah. Non-negotiable day with faced with your own mortality every day, and things are going to start happening. Cool. All right. Well, this has been Trench Tips with myself, Zach Thompson, and Jack Frimston. If you've got anything you want to ask us, or you want to throw us a scenario that you're struggling with, give us a shout on LinkedIn. We'd like to start answering some more questions that are external to us as we grow. People have started messaging me as well, asking me a few things. So I think they'd be good, maybe good topics to bring on here. So maybe we could bring in like LinkedIn messages next time or something. But yeah. Anyway, this has been Trench Tips. Like, subscribe, share, tell us nice things, tell us horrible things, whatever you want to do. And see you in the next episode. Cheers.
See you later.
Our books are now open. Friends, Romans, countrymen, if you're looking for more sales, and that might be getting more meetings in the diary, meeting more of the right types of people, or breaking into a new area or sector, we've got you covered in two key ways. Number one, we can do it for you. We can kick the doors down, get you the meetings, and do the prospecting that you hate. Or number two, we can teach you how we do it so you can do it for yourselves, creating repeatable, predictable results. So if you're interested in either of those things, www.wehaveameeting.com and hit the contact us form. Speak to you soon.